Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyson.
Sometimes you gotta die.
A week ago, singer-songwriter and Oconomowoc native Keith Pulvermacher released his latest album. 45 Story was recorded in Nashville and features a variety of musicians, including mandolin virtuoso Sam Bush.
But Pulvermacher stopped by our studio solo for a chat about the new record and to share a couple of tunes, including this one called Come On Back.
It's okay to lose your way. Just make sure you come on back. Hey! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on back, Keith Pulvermacher in Lake Effect's Performance Studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
What a great tune. And I was sitting there listening to it thinking, that is so true and it's so hard to do.
Yeah.
To let yourself go off the tracks,
right.
Or to give yourself permission to do that, or to forgive yourself for doing
forgiving
that.
Forgiving yourself, I think, is pretty tough.
Most of the songs on this album, the new album, 45 Story, they feel really, really personal, like this one. Where did they come from? What was the impetus for this?
I'm always writing. So this time around with this record, it really has been spurred on by the diagnosis of my dad having cancer and really looking internally at my own life and trying to see what I can do to make a difference in the world with the music and have more purpose. And really just so that people don't feel alone when they need help or aren't too proud to reach out for it or, you know, admit that they need it. I definitely do, you know. So, I mean, for me, it's been a just kind of cathartic way to try to achieve that through the music and make it mean more than just some self-absorbed songs, you know.
You know, about young love or whatever, which is great.
Right.
I mean, and the thing is, music plays that role in so many of our lives anyway, even if the songs aren't specifically about that. It's like we connect.
Well, it can, you know. I mean, there's room for everything, I think. You know, the fun songs are great, too. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from those or, you know, for me personally this time around, it just wasn't necessarily about, you know, writing fun music, you know. I might on the next one, you know, I might do something completely different. I don't know. I don't really dictate where it goes. Sometimes it just happens and then I just pay attention to it and then I write it when I feel something from it. That's typically what I do.
How long did it take to put this collection of songs together?
You know, there's a couple songs that I brought back that I wrote maybe 10 years ago. There's a song called What It Is to Live. There's some songs I wish were on the record that I haven't recorded yet. Well, I have recorded, but just didn't make it on the record. I mean, typically we record a couple more songs and then take them off, but I was traveling back and forth to Nashville, so I had to be kind of a little bit more efficient.
Ah, okay, yeah. So I was going to ask you where the recording happened. So are you doing most of the recording in Nashville now or just for this album?
Yes, I did most of the recording in Nashville. I almost missed the plane. The whole project has been so close to catastrophe. Like from the CD release party to the first session we had was here in Milwaukee, and it was the day after Christmas last year, and I got a phone call from my tenant who's in my duplex, and she was like, well, I think the pipes are leaking because I can hear it spraying in the walls. And I'm like, oh, they're not leaking. I had probably 10 people in the studio, you know, people in from out of town, and my producer was up from Nashville because he's from here originally. He was visiting family. We thought we'd kill two birds with one stone. And so I had to can the session, and then I had to be on the plane. I had another session booked in Nashville, and the plane was boarding at 6:15, and I woke up at 5:19 in Oconomowoc, and I was like, I started shaking, and I drove down there in like 95 miles an hour, blew past a cop. He didn't pull me over. I was like, well, maybe that's a sign. I mean, it was like 20 below zero, and I got three guitars, a suitcase, and my backpack, and I'm like walking, dragging all this stuff through the parking structure to the gate, and like the woman's like, you're going to miss your plane. I'm like, I can't miss the plane. It's going to be a $10,000 mistake if I miss a plane. So I walk on the plane with my shoes, and I'm shaking, and my hands are all crippled up from being dehydrated, and I can't breathe, and I'm like I mean, it had to be. I wish somebody had it on video because it just had to be something to be seen. It was chaotic.
But you made it.
I did with 3 minutes left, and my keyboard player is sitting there with a Bloody Mary. He's like, "You good?"
I will be if I have a Bloody Mary. Yeah, and I assume all the guitars made it and everything made it.
Everything made it, and I just got some new guitar cases too, so they didn't have my name on there. And I've got the longest name in the world, and I'm from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. And I'm like trying to write it out, and everything looks like I'm written by Santa because I'm shaking so bad.
So it only could go uphill from it was, there. It was well, or actually, down, it was, downhill, maybe. It was, yeah.
I wrote a song called "I Know I'm Going to Make It" because it's all downhill from here. But that's besides the point. It's not on the record either. But no, when I got it was actually by the time Downbeat happened because we had everything booked on Music Row. Had the engineer there. Had I had to hire a drummer because my drummer was all busted up at the time. And so Dan Needham was down there playing drums, and so I had the engineer and video people down there. So if I would have missed, because that was the day we were tracking all the bed tracks, and if I didn't get those bed tracks, the rest of the week I was down there to do all the overdubs and all the repairs and all the guitar work and all the, you know, pull all the scratch tracks out. And for people who don't know what I'm talking about, you lay down the drums and the bass first and the keys first, and you want to get really, really good bed tracks, so that's the foundation of the songs, you know. And then you go in and you do everything else, the vocals and the guitars and any other, you know, colorful instruments that you're going to add on top of that. But if those bed tracks aren't laid, you're you know,
you got nothing.
Nothing to build on.
Right.
You know, so that would have been that would have cost me $10,000. So, yeah, that 3 minutes was really, really valuable to me. It's super valuable for sure.
Oh well, I we're going to go back to this album, but I am looking forward to the next album when you write about all of that.
That's going to be a punk record.
There's got to be. There's got to be something in there where you're just thrashing.
Yeah, I do. You know? I do. I definitely got a little of that in me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can throw it off the rails a couple times.
Yes, which I think would be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But the record got made, obviously,
yes.
Because the CD release party, by the time this airs, the CD release party will have happened at Collectiva Back Room. Is that right?
Yes, it's actually happening tonight. So if you hear this next week, come last week.
Yeah. Go back in time. Yeah. And, you know, I've been watching a lot of Doctor Who reruns. So, you know, you could,
yeah,
we could adjust.
Happen.
Yeah,
sure.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll just ask, you know, Peter Capaldi or whoever, you know, to do that for us. But seriously, the album will be out officially.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming folks can get it on your website.
They can go to my website. I am going to put it on iTunes and Spotify, I think. I'm just like trying to strategize what the best way to do it is, just because I'm kind of like kind of against those things just because they take so much off the top. But it's also the
and
other way.
And don't give much back to the musicians.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's you just got to give in. I mean, my pride isn't bigger than the business, you know. So I'm eventually just going to have to surrender unless somebody just miraculously picks me up and I become Elvis Presley overnight, which I don't foresee happening.
No, and you know, I don't think the white suit would look good.
No, not anymore. Maybe when I was 19 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm 22 now. So,
exactly. Yeah. You know, it's way too old. Well, before we get into more about the album, let's hear another tune from it.
Okay.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play The Fog. When the fog comes rolling in, can't see where I've been and where I'm going. I've been keeping my head down, looking at the ground below my feet. When the dreams all disappear, like the past, it isn't clear, no way of knowing which direction I should take. Faith is all that's left here to guide me. Well, I've learned a thing or two, but now my vision isn't what it used to be. And I'll get lost again every now and then. When the fog comes rolling in, I
Some faces seem familiar. Time has changed the places I have known. I know everyone is in the dark sometimes, so when I feel alone, try to scream a little louder, so maybe someone out there hears my voice. And I'll get lost again every now and then. When the fog comes rolling in. Can't see my way, I listen and I pray, so maybe I'll feel signs in the dark and I'll find my way again. Every now and then, when the fog comes rolling in. When the fog comes rolling in. When the fog comes rolling in.
Keith Pulvermacher in Lake Effects Performance Studio with The Fog from his brand new album, 45 Story. Keith, thank you.
Thank you.
The album, you talked about one of the things you wanted to do with this is give back and to let people know that they weren't alone. And there's another aspect, though, to the album that you kind of took it another step by giving songs away. So explain to me what that is and how that's working.
I say a lot of stuff on Facebook or, you know, I'm pretty passionate about what I feel, and I don't want to make it political. Being a decent human being has become political. I mean, it's just ridiculous to me. So I say things, and then people think I'm divisive if I don't stand on their side of the fence. To me, it's kind of like walking the walk and talking the talk. And the philanthropic end of it is I feel I've been given a gift, and I feel like people who have these blessings, whether it's financial gain or smart or talented, we have a responsibility to take care of each other. And now, some people do it and some people don't, but what I want to do is I want to lead by example. I wrote this song called Always Be Here For You. And then I was like, you know, I think I can do more with this record. And I think I can make a difference and bring awareness to certain things that people aren't paying. Not that they're not paying attention to charities, but if I give the song away, maybe I can get, and I give it, like I give 100% of the download for this one song. Maybe I could get a corporate sponsor to come in and sponsor that particular charity for $5,000 or whatever. I just came up with an arbitrary number that I was like, it's not too much, but it's not too little, you know? It's a good number. And then all the people who are working with the charity are giving their time and their passion. So everybody's kind of coming together just through one song, you know? And so that was the idea, and I was just going to do it once, but then I was like, why don't I do this like 12 times, you know? Why don't I, and if it keeps going, why don't I do it again? And why don't I find other people who want to do it? And I'm going to build it. I mean, this is something I'm definitely building, and I'm pretty excited about the potential of what I'm doing. So the campaign is called the Always Be Here For You campaign. And the Mac Fund is the January recipient, And so I got Super Excavators gave $5,000 to the Mac Fund. And so whatever money comes in on the download, if you go to givesong.org, that's going to be the hub for all of the philanthropic stuff. The response has been really, really cool, and it's been really heartwarming to see people go, yeah, man, I'm in. They want to help. You know, people do want to help, and you just got to give them a way to do it. You know, I do think there's more good in the world than bad. I do have faith in that. I just think that the bad is just getting all the press.
Well, Keith, it has been such a pleasure to have you in the studio. Best of luck.
Thank you.
I hope you'll come back and tell us how it goes. 6 months to a year, let us know.
Yeah, I mean,
who's on board? Maybe bring some musicians in.
That'd be great. I mean, my band is killer. I got some friends who came in from Nashville to play with me tonight, and so I'm going to do that some more. And I'd like to get out on the road a little bit and touring. I just signed with a manager in New York a couple weeks ago, and so
congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank yep. Yeah. I've known her for a long time, and so it's just another. You know, you can only talk for yourself so much, and people don't listen. You know, and then you're like, no, I do. I just needed to start pulling on this network of people that I've had for years and years and years, and I just didn't ever tap into it. You know, I was just like, well, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. But now it's definitely need to go to the next place. And now's the time. I mean, you know, 45 story is like, what am I going to do with my time while I got this? You know, what if I, you know, I could get sick. I could, something could happen. And then did I capitalize on my opportunity, or did I let it go away because I was afraid of failure? You know, it's stupid.
Getting back to that, don't be afraid to let it go off the tracks a little bit.
Yeah, I won't.
Yeah,
I'll probably drive it into the tunnel.
Exactly.
I'll drive it into the mountain.
Like, oh, no. Tracks? What tracks? I needed tracks for this?
I just don't have anything left because I'm on fire now.
Well, bring the band next time.
Awesome,
love
I
love to hear the full thing. And I'm hoping you'll take us out with the song that is the giving, the kind of the catalyst for this new way of thinking about how to help people.
Yeah, that's great. I'd be happy to. And thank you again for having me on the show. We might lose touch now and then, but I will never let you down. You have my heart and soul, my friend.
Keith Pulvermacher recorded in the Lake Effect Performance Studio ahead of last week's release show for his newest album, 45 Story. You can find out more about his fundraising campaign featuring this song, Always Be Here For You, to benefit the Mac Fund at WUWM.com. Our in-studio performance was engineered by Jason Reedy.
If you need somewhere to go, where you can be yourself, you know. There are times when I feel helpless, times when I need someone to. I will be your comfort, I will be your strength, I will be forgiveness, even if my own heart breaks. I will just be love, when all you need is love, it's true. I will always be here for you. I will be your safety net, your light when it gets dark. I will put you back together if you need to fall apart. I will be the anchor when there's nothing left to hold on to. All of life's uncertainties, there's one thing that I know. We all feel a little homeless, like there's nowhere left to go. I'm a shoulder you can cry on, a hand that's reaching out for you. I will be here when you're happy, I will be here when you're sad. Smile through the good times, hold you if they're bad. I will be the sunshine, and I will be the shelter too. I will always be here for you. Always be here for you. Always be here for you. Always be here.
here for you. I will always be here.